Okay, good evening, YouTube. Welcome back to this next episode of FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. And Sam, we have got a lot of ground to cover tonight. Not going to lie. We've got a lot to discuss, have
we
not?
Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath, everybody.
Get a tea.
FPL, if you didn't think it was here already, it is well and truly here this weekend. To the point where there was so much FPL relevant stuff in yesterday's friendlies, we decided that, I don't know if we got time to cover all that tonight. So we definitely didn't have time. We definitely won't have time tonight to cover all of that. So we did an Ohana podcast for those of you that are following us over on Patreon. And even if you're not, head over there, create yourself a free account on Patreon. You can listen to the Ohana podcast that we put out yesterday covering all of yesterday's games.
It's free.
It's completely free. Completely free to listen to that. And the reason we did that is because we've got a lot to cover tonight, haven't we? We've got to do Community Shield.
Yeah.
A lot we've got to discuss in Arsenal 3, Manchester City 0. We will then have a look at our drafts and how that's influenced our drafts and how yesterday's results have kind of influenced our drafts as well. We've got a couple of promos to do around Patreon and Footium. We will then do one of my favourite things of the year to do. We'll do our predictions, guys. Those of you that have been with us for many years, you'll know that what we like to do in game week one, or even before game week one, is we like to do predictions for the season. So we will look at top four. Well, we'll guess the top four. We'll predict the top four. We will predict the bottom three. We'll predict who's going to be the top point scorer in FPL in each position.
I relegated Brentford last year.
You relegated Brentford. I think I relegated somebody quite high profile as well, if I remember rightly. I don't know.
Probably Everton, knowing you.
Yeah. Probably Everton. So we'll do the predictions. I'll make some. You'll make some.
Yeah.
You guys will make some as well. This is a yearly tradition here at FPL Family. We will get you guys to put in the chat what you think the answers are going to be, and we will write them down. I've got the cards ready to go.
We can do polls.
We've actually got some old school. This is quite old school fantasy show cards. Where'd you pull them out from? They're like a few years old, them.
My whole cupboard is just full of random cards from shows that I've done.
Great.
And I pulled
out
a few, and then I was like, oh, they're World Cup fantasy ones. That feels a bit weird.
Can't have them.
So I went with retro fantasy show.
Here we go. Retro fantasy show cards. So we'll do all the writing down on here. And then we'll put them in that cupboard over there, which you guys can't see. We'll put them in that cupboard over there and we'll leave them. We'll leave them for 38 weeks, 39 weeks, actually. And we'll get it out again at the end of the season. We'll find out if what we thought was going to happen in game week one actually happens throughout the season. Both this and that stream are like two of my favourite streams of the year. Absolutely awesome.
It's fun because we saw your brother today and he said, I can't wait for tonight. It's my favourite stream of the year. That one and game week 30, well, what is effectively game week 39's, the final one. And I was like, predictions? He was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, actually, I love that too because it always just descends into carnage. We can never agree.
Love it.
You guys never agree either. We have to kind of just try and work out who you're talking about, who is the most popular in the chat. So yeah, it should be a fun stream tonight. We've also got a bit of carnage to come later. Wait till you see our newest segment.
Well, I have some thoughts. A couple of weeks ago, two or three weeks ago, I said to you...
It was on our wedding anniversary.
Yeah. I don't know what I was drinking or even what you were drinking, quite frankly.
A few weeks ago,
I said we should have more AI. We should.
Oh, no, I was talking about something different.
I'm getting to that.
All right.
What I'm about to say isn't even the most outrageous thing that's going to happen tonight. I'm getting to that, what you're thinking. But a few weeks ago, I said, look, we should, 21st century, we should start being a bit more AI in what we do, right? So some of you maybe will have noticed, the OGs won't even care, you'll hear either way, right? Love you guys. But some of you might have noticed that the YouTube video description, I've written it with AI. There's a couple of tweets I put out promoting this.
Is AI better than you? Is that what you're saying?
Of course
it is.
Okay, right, yeah. The knowledge on the internet's better than what's... Of course it is, 100%.
Right. Okay, yeah.
So I got ChatGPT to write me all the video description. So I don't know, I'm hoping that's going to like attract more people to stream. I don't know. You've taken that to another level. There is now...
It's only for this stream.
There's now... Right.
It's a picture.
See if you can spot the AI in this live stream, guys. I'm not gonna tell you when it's coming. I'm not going to tell you when it's coming. I won't give you a heads up.
Do you like it?
But what I'd like for you to do in the chat, when you see what you think is AI, just put, what is this AI slop, Sam? Just put that in the chat.
When you saw it, what did you think?
It's utter nonsense. It's like, imagine it is the sort of image that AI creates, right? You won't, like, guys, when it pops up on screen, you'll be like, what is this guff? Utter guff. It's just AI crap.
But when we get to it, I'll tell you a funny story. I'm actually crying already. When we get to it, I'll tell you a funny
story. Hashtag AI slop Sam. Oh. We've got as he's saying. It's utter crap, guys, honestly.
When we get to it, I'll tell you a really, really funny story about it, but we'll get to that later. Saying,
is this AI, me and you now?
Could be. To be honest, AI doesn't make anything as bad as this.
Yeah, let's be honest. So you, like, when I get to the screen, I won't say anything. Hashtag AI slop Sam. I like that.
No. Who is that said that? Come on, Azzy, you said.
Who is that? Yeah, Azzy. Great, great hashtag. AI slop Sam.
Disgrace.
So not only have you done that...
And then it's bad cocoa for you then. So
not only is there AI slop throughout tonight's live stream, we decided on our anniversary, it was our 16th wedding anniversary.
Oh, well done for getting the year, mate.
Thank you. 16th wedding anniversary a couple of weeks ago, and we were out having a nice meal. I'd had a couple of beers, you'd had a couple of cocktails. We decided we would start a new feature on this stream. I don't know if this is going to stick or get legs or not. I don't know. But we're
it's got four legs.
It's going to happen, right? I decided... Wouldn't it be funny? And we haven't even told him this, by the way.
Is he in the chat?
No, I haven't seen him.
Okay.
Our cat, for those of you that haven't ever seen our cat, why would you have met our cat?
They see him on my Instagram quite
sometimes a bit. You see the cat on Instagram. His name's Harry, right? Not after Harry Kane, after Harry Potter, if you must know. The cat is called Harry. I thought a funny segment would be, could our cat Harry be FPL Harry? This year.
Have we been drinking today?
Can FPL Harry cat beat FPL Harry? That's it. That's the segment, by the way.
Wait till you see.
That's the segment. So.
Oh, then we went down a rabbit
from
hole.
From that stupid idea, that gives you an idea of, so, like, then I had a couple more beers. I think you had a couple more cocktails. And then we decided, why don't we, we've got to create him a team. Obviously, the Harry cat has to have a team.
But he can't pick them all himself because he's a cat.
No shit. Yeah. So, funny enough, our cat can't pick an FPL team. So what we've done is, well, we'll get to the segment, but what we've done is we came up with some cat-related puns.
By the way, when this conversation was happening, we're in the middle of a really nice restaurant, and I am crying, literally actual tears.
I can't take you anywhere nice.
And the waiter comes over and he's like,
he was like, are you all right?
Is everything all right?
Yeah.
And I'm like...
I think we just said yes rather than...
Everything's fine. He's like, would you like another drink? No, I think I'm all right. I think he then asked me if I'd like pudding. I was like, I think I'm all right.
No. What would you have said if he said, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just creating an FPL team for my cat trying to beat a top 1% player in FPL this season. Thought it'd be good content.
The worst thing about this is that there's absolutely no way that Harry Cat beats FPL Harry. But there's a very good chance he beats us.
But, like, that's why it's a good segment. Because imagine if FPL Harry Cat can beat Harry.
Well, then he probably wins the game. What? If he was to win overall, because he's beaten Harry, what do I tell the Premier League? When they say, can we talk to the winner? I go, yeah, here he is. Meow, 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 meow.
But this is part of the reason I decided that this would be a good idea. And by the way, I'd love your feedback. Love your feedback in the chat. If you think this is utter shit, we'll get rid of it. And by the way, there will be some FPL content in a minute, I promise. Maybe.
Of
one of the
team.
Reasons I thought this would be good is that, like, FPL Harry is elite, right? He's top 1%, top half percent manager. There's no way our bloody cat beats FPL Harry, which is what I thought would be funny. So we're going to start a little mini league. The cat will be in it. We'll be in it.
We're going to ask FPL Harry to be in it.
FPL Harry, we're going to ask him to be in.
Max will be in it.
He will be first. We'll be somewhere in and around the cat.
Max and the cat will be
there.
It'll
just be funny. For
those that are worried that this is about having multiple teams, don't worry about that. Evie is helping Harry Cat with his team.
Yeah. And when you get there, you will realise that it's not a serious team, guys. It's not a serious team. It's full
Till you see the graphics.
It's full of weird picks and differentials, but it might just work. Imagine one of those differentials might just work.
You won't have heard some of the differentials.
So that's what's coming tonight, guys. Please stick around for the next hour or so because there'll be some FPL content, but it's mostly AI and a cat.
No, it's not mostly AI.
AI.
There's one AI thing in it.
Yeah, okay. Surreal McCoys is in the chat. It would be hilarious if the FPL cat won. Exactly! Would it not be hilarious? I think it'd be hilarious. Louise B is in. Nice to see you, Louise. We've got the Fantasy Football Scout crew are here.
All of them?
It's the FPL. It's the FF Scout handle. It says, evening, boss, and Lee.
That'd be tough.
There we go. I hate to tell you this, Sam, but FPL Harry is in the chat.
Harry
he is in the chat.
I did mean to text you earlier. And I forgot. And as we were walking into the room, I went, oh God, I didn't WhatsApp Harry. Izzy in the chat. Lee said, I don't think so. I said, okay, we might get away with this. I'll have to text him later.
By the way, if we are impinging on some FPL Harry IP here, then feel free to shut us down, FPL Harry. I don't want you taking us to court over this. It's not worth it.
But it's called Harry Cat. And yeah. His team is called
The team is just called Harry Cat. You couldn't have used AI to come up with a better name.
I think I just called it Harry Cat. Can't remember.
Great. Anyway, you will, as the stream goes on, guys, you will get a feel for
nonsense. Your crown is definitely safe based on the team he has.
Fine. What will actually happen here is FPL Harry, because he's a brilliant manager, will win that mini league by a canter.
Is FPL Harry
second? And me and you will be behind the cat. So what's actually going to happen? Joke.
You will get to see a picture. Everyone asked me on Instagram, can we have more Harry Cat content? Which is kind of where this idea came from. And now
That was the spark. We're sitting at the table and you people want more cat.
Saying to me, every time I do something, they're like, where's the cat? We haven't seen him for ages. Is he all right? And I'm like, oh, okay. And then I said to you, well, now.
And he's taking on elite managers.
And honestly, there's a little video later. I can't tell you how long it took to get that video. I cannot tell you.
Crazy. Harry says the lawyers are on their way. Sorry.
Sorry, Harry.
Right, so we'll discuss that. Let's start off.
Should we do some chat about actual FPL?
Yeah, we probably should. I want to say hello to a few people. Then
you
I want to get...
That?
Like two people?
Well, then you got distracted by Harry.
I got distracted by a couple more people. I want to do Community Shield. Should we do a quick Spurs thing? Because we went to the game yesterday.
Did we a Spurs thing yesterday.
We did it on Ohana, didn't we, really?
We talked about Spurs again. We played again today.
Yeah, but if we start talking about Spurs, we'll be here an hour, won't we? I think we just do maybe 2 minutes.
What do you mean, Lee?
Richard Lohman is in. He says the team name, Sam, should have been Pause for Thought.
Oh, Richard.
Here we go, Richard.
Right, Richard. Now, you could have been part of the picking of... What you've done there... is very similar to what we've done with the actual team, as you'll see later.
Yes.
So Pause for Thought. I like that.
Good.
I think I might go and change the team name.
Good. Okay. Adam is in. He says, Harry Cat for the win.
Yes.
Sorry, FPL Harry. This is so bad.
Well, if we left the door open one stream, Harry would actually come in.
Yeah, he'd be in.
Should I open it?
No.
Let him in.
No. George is in. Hey, George. He says, this is proper content. George, mate, you love it, George. Come on. Here every week. Sizing Dave is in. Nice to see you, Sizing Dave. We've got Attaboy is in. Attaboy, nice to see you. Joseph Maloney. Hey, Joseph.
Happy
good to see you, mate.
Birthday.
Is it?
I think so.
Is it?
I think so. I might have got that wrong.
Happy birthdays in the chat for Joseph, even if it's not.
We think it is. I think it is. I think.
Okay. Can we put happy birthday brackets maybe, Joseph,
in
the chat,
I'm pretty sure
please.
It's his birthday. If it wasn't today, it was yesterday. Okay. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Monkey Trousers is in, which is hilarious enough in itself with that name. He says, the cat will be FPL Harry.
Oh, Harry, I'm sorry if he does.
The cat wins. So, Stephen is in. The cat wins. Adam's backing with a hashtag, up the cat. Jesus Christ.
See, everyone loves Harry Cat. I told you.
As 86 is in, he says, this could be a catastrophe. It already is, mate.
It already is.
This is already the worst content we've done in 10 years. And it's AI generated.
There's nothing AI generated about the cat.
The cat puns
the
later
on. The cat's real.
Are mostly AI. The cat is real, but I don't know. George, I'd scroll back a little bit. He says, what on earth is going on, mate? I don't know. Steve Hoggle's in the chat. He says, hit the like button. I wouldn't, mate.
I would.
I wouldn't if I were you. I wouldn't bother.
Like, and if you haven't liked already, subscribe because you will get to follow Harry Cat's journey this season.
Yeah.
And I will bring him on a stream.
There we go. Chris BLFC is in. Liverpool 2, Como nil. Thank you, mate. I saw that as a full-time result just as I was coming in. Sounds like we did all right.
Where's
sounds
my
like Jacques was pretty good.
You told me not to get Jacques, eh?
Well, okay.
We need to chat about Liverpool, actually, don't we?
Maybe we'll do a bit of that.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a bit of that. We've got, so as I said before, Rich Lame is in. Louise B. We've got Jonathan, DJ Forever 20, a whole host of you folks in this evening. So, we've got some spammers as well. That's nice. Let's get rid of these guys.
Get rid of them.
Who's the mods? Have I got mods on tonight?
I don't know.
Hide user on this account.
If FPL Harry loses to Harry Cat, he's got to mod our streams from now on.
Yeah. I think Harry is a... Isn't Harry a mod? I think he is.
Harry was a mod back in the day before Harry became FPL Harry.
Yeah. I think Harry is a mod, but what's happened is he came in, realised that we needed to sue us. He's gone out, he's getting the lawyers, and he's missed this. Quite important, this. I even put a little checkbox on that says, you must be a subscriber to comment. So this person, like, I don't give him any more time, whatever, but they've made the effort to subscribe, wait 2 minutes, and then spam. It's just like, come on, you must have better things to do.
I hope they liked while they were there anyway.
Yeah. Chatterbox in the chat. This is... You'll like this.
Okay, go on.
You'll like this.
Oh, is it another cat name?
Every now and again, can we have a one-off, one-game-week challenge? FPL Family Cat versus Az and Yelena's dog. I think we can.
Or even better.
I think we can.
Even better than the dog, we could get Bruce involved.
We could get the turtle involved. Tortoise.
It's a tortoise.
I can't call it a turtle. It's a tortoise.
Az will be in. And if he's heard you call it a turtle,
Az
he's
hates
so
it.
Cross.
Didn't he when I call him a turtle? When I call
it's a girl.
It's a girl tortoise.
Yes.
I keep referring to it as a male turtle. I'm sorry. Az gets quite upset about it.
Imagine how difficult it was for me to get the cat upset. To perform earlier, let alone how hard it would be to get Bruce the tortoise to perform.
God, who knows? Who knows?
I think actually Ralph and Jake would be easier.
Yeah. All right, 460 people in, Sam. We ought to start talking about some
Let's
FPL.
Let's talk about some FPL. It's really hot in this room, Lee.
Yeah, but
can
it's
I not
because
open the door, please?
It's hotter than the sun here in the UK, isn't it? Although it was a little bit cooler today. It was a little bit. You can open it if you want. If he comes in, then he's the star of the show now.
He's the star of the show. Oh, it's much better. It's a breeze.
Go on, then. We'll get a bit of a breeze in here. Let's talk about the Community Shield then, Sam. Here's a picture you'll love, right? You'll love this picture watching Arsenal celebrate. We've got the two-face thing on, which I think... I had some pretty good feedback from this
Since
last
you
stream.
Can't look, you're looking the wrong way. You look at the camera.
Yeah, still,
don't talk
I haven't
to
fixed
me,
that.
Talk to them.
Yeah.
No, talk to them. Talk to them.
Talk to them. Okay, yeah. Fine. All right. Well, what did you make your Community Shield? Guys, get in the comments. Get in the live chat. Let us know how you feel about the Community Shield. How did it change your FPL thinking? Because it didn't really change mine too much, given that I was already on what I think I consider now to be the right assets. But what do you make of it? What do you think?
How many defensive contributions do you think Mosquera got during this game?
Oh, yeah, that's a nice stat. I have no idea. Go on.
Two.
Hmm.
How do you think Ben White got?
Yeah, he did well, didn't he?
Mm.
What did he get?
He would have actually got DEFCON if it was a Premier League game.
Okay.
He got 11.
11 for Ben White. Okay, nice.
Yeah. All right. Not very many for Gabriel either. Gabriel had 7, so he wouldn't have hit it either. Mm. So my point with this, and Calafiori had 4, I think, from memory.
4, okay, yeah. Well taken goal from Calafiori, wasn't it? And I think also... on the back of, and I'm so here for this narrative as well, because he was pictured in a training video a couple of days ago, Calafiori, doing like finishing practice with the strikers. That was enough for me to kind of go, well, I was heavily, when I say I was 50-50 between Mosquera and Calafiori, I was pretty 70-30 towards Calafiori anyway. He was in my draft, not Mosquera. The goal today after however long, oh, we got spammers again, good Lord, keep talking. Yeah, the goal after like 1 minute was... Absolutely. You got to talk while I do this.
Oh, sorry. You. I thought you were saying you're going to keep talking while you do this, and I was waiting for you to say something insightful, but you just sort of went quiet.
No.
I don't really know what you're talking about. You're talking about Calafiori in his shooting video. Yeah, he scored early on. He was good actually, and during this game, he was very attacking. He kept. At one point, he went down. Now, he did get booked for diving, and it was an absolutely outrageous dive. However, the fact that he's in the penalty box to dive, and even on the third goal, the Solis to Odegaard goal, he's right there, and he makes a brilliant run that distracts the defender. And I know that that's not really why we have him in FPL, because we don't want them doing the runs that are distracting. Mm. But it's him that pulls the defender away, and he's in the right place to do that. His attacking threat was really good in this game, and at no point in this preseason have I had Calafiori in my team. And even yesterday, when you were going, oh, have you seen the training ground videos of Calafiori with the attacking players?
Yeah, that was enough to convince me,
I was like, yes, I have seen them, and I'm not buying into this nonsense. I'm quite happy with my Mosquera pick. And that's the end of that.
Mm.
And then I watched today and I thought, oh no.
You got him now, haven't you?
Because the problem is that I'm looking at this. I don't really want Ben White. And Ben White was the only
one.
Do
you not?
No.
Can't tempt you with Ben White?
No.
Can't tempt you with a little Arsenal double up?
No.
Really?
Not Ben White. All right. If I'm really honest, I don't really massively trust the Arsenal defence. I mean, I think today, I know they kept a clean sheet today, but I think that felt more to do with how poor Man City were in attack than it did. Like, I think that they'll have tougher games than this over the course of the next few weeks. And of course, that means more defensive contributions and all of that jazz. But I think I'm happy with just one. and also I don't really yet know whether we're going to have new incomings in that Arsenal defence. They're being linked with a lot of players in the centre-back position. Obviously, Kwanzaa. Both being linked with Arsenal still at the moment. And of course, the transfer window rumbles on beyond our game week one deadline. And I don't want to find myself in a position where I'm unsure if my players are going to play or not. So I'm tempted to just go with one. And then if I'm on the wrong one, I'll move.
Mm. I am tempted by the defensive double up because I'm looking at them going forward. And I'll obviously watch the game today. They look great. Got to talk about Solis in just a minute. Ødegaard, I thought, was fantastic.
He was outstanding.
He's a player that I really haven't considered in FPL at all, but he looked back to peak Ødegaard, to be honest with you. Saka come on, did okay, didn't he? And, you know, Havertz is up there again. It's just like, but from a defensive perspective, like I don't know what you guys think and how you feel about it. And I know it's just a community shield, so what can we gather? But
a lot.
I think they're going to win the league at a canter. Like, they just look so organised. Bruno Guimarães just sort of comes in, fits like a glove. It's just incredible.
I think it's one of those, isn't it, where, like, watching them today, I wasn't... I'll be honest, at the beginning of the game, I was like, I think City probably have enough to do this, because I wasn't quite sure what we'd see with Arsenal, because a lot of their bigger players were out, and we also had issues with, obviously, the defence and how they might set up that defensively. And we have seen in seasons gone by that when they've been without Gabriel or Saliba, it's been a bit of an issue for them, and they haven't kept as many clean sheets. And I thought today that they might struggle. I wasn't exactly sure how the attack might look. Obviously, it was Havertz over Gyökeres. We saw Madueke starting over Saka. I was just a little bit unsure as to how this game might go for Arsenal, but they really impressed me today. They were in really good form. Madueke was poor, and they looked a lot better when Saka came on. But I do think that Madueke being there meant they went down Solis' side a lot more, and he looked really good.
So tell me about Solis then, because I'm fuming, to be honest, because, like, 2 weeks ago when I started having a look at this guy, or 2 or 3 weeks ago I started having a look at this guy, I thought, yeah, like the preseason, like the look of him, he's only 3% owned, I'll get him in. Great differential. No one's looking at him because they're worried about rotation with Martinelli. Now everyone's going to have him, aren't they? Fuming. I bet you've got him in your team.
Might have.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll
now
find
everyone's
out later when you see my team, won't you?
It's a joke.
Well, the thing is, though, Lee, that is what the Community Shield is all about. It's why this game, of all of the games that happen in pre-season, this one is one of the most important ones. Because this time around, you see, usually, two of the best clubs in the country. Obviously, the one that's won the Premier League, the one that's won the FA Cup. You get a good feel as to how they're going to start the season, because it's in those final games of pre-season that you really start to see the squads that they might look like in game week one.
Yeah.
But you definitely see that in the Community Shield. Plus, I felt like we might get a lot of answers today from Arsenal, because we have had a lot of late returners, obviously, and even at City as well with Haaland, right? I felt like we would get more answers today.
That was kind of the frightening thing with Arsenal, though. It's just like Rice and... like right, we got a half a Rice, half a Saka, half
Saka
a Madueke. Yeah, but my point is, these guys are not fully fit. They're not like... and they're their best player, arguably their best players.
Yeah, but what I will
say... No Saliba. It's like, Jesus.
Yeah, but what I will say is, I think that's a really, really interesting and valid point, because Saka and Declan Rice, obviously they've come back later because of their the longevity of England in the World Cup.
Mm.
But today, that Arsenal team... it noticed that Saka wasn't there, and it did notice that Rice wasn't there, but not enough. Like, he could... this was against Man City, and they comfortably won the game 3-0. They've got Coventry at home in game week one. They're not going to need to start Saka and Declan Rice. They can afford to start the season with them on the bench and then get them up to match fitness.
Yeah.
And I think that's the slightly frightening thing about Arsenal. But what we did see is plenty of other options. Like, I don't think you need to go Saka deep with your Arsenal investment, because you do have a really viable alternative in Solis. But like you said, I was super impressed by Martin Ødegaard in a way that I haven't been for about 2 years now, because last season, do you remember, he was a bit but the season before,
yeah,
he was genuinely brilliant, wasn't he? And we could have had a viable alternative for Saka that year.
That's like a new signing for Arsenal, him showing up and being peak Ødegaard.
Absolutely.
Again.
Well, the relationship with Bruno Guimarães is building, isn't it? So I think it could be a really, really good season for Arsenal. Yeah, I was really impressed by Ødegaard. I was impressed by them generally, but Calafiori's attacking threat and the lack of defensive contribution points for Mosquera today was enough to tip that, because I think you have to be sure of defensive contributions if you're going to go with a centre back, right? You have to feel confident that there's going to be some attacking, some extra points coming that way, because you do see with the likes of Calafiori that you get that extra upside potential.
Yeah. And what about City then, from their perspective? I think for all of the positives we can chuck at Arsenal, I don't want to chuck negatives at City, because it's like, The first goal changed the whole narrative of the game, though, didn't it? Like, for the goal to go in within a minute is kind of mad. And I just don't think City ever really sort of recovered from that. But they got outrun in midfield. I think I saw just as we were coming on, I think the here we go is there for Rodri to Barcelona. 65 million euros or whatever the fee is. They're going to miss him, right? They're really going to miss him. And Elliot Anderson's going to come in and do a great job, no doubt about it. But when you're up against that Arsenal midfield that looks so, so strong, that midfield three, they didn't progress. It didn't progress through from midfield to Haaland. I think Haaland had 7 touches throughout the game.
Yep.
The wingers never really got involved because the Arsenal fullbacks just shut them down. There's a lot for Maresca to work on there, to say the least. And I noticed that Tom, I think, from Scout in the chat is saying, look, it was giving him kind of Maresca at Chelsea vibes and he didn't like it. Don't like to see that.
I think the biggest telling point here is that the best players for Man City on the day were the defenders. Mm. The likes of Gvardiol, Krushinov and Ruben Dias, probably their best players on the pitch in this one. And that's not what you want from a City perspective.
O'Reilly, thoughts?
I thought he was poor, actually, today. I don't think he was... Like, there was nothing about him today that made me go, worth 6 million.
He's still inverting, though, isn't he? He's still doing that thing that he does. And over the course of the season, we'll get him points.
And they didn't have Gehi. They weren't playing Gehi today. Yeah. And I do think that Gehi is a would improve them if he was there. But they weren't really very good in attack. They didn't create a lot. They certainly didn't create a lot for Haaland. They were just really average. And for a team where there's a number of players there that didn't go away at the World Cup, that were with Maresca for a lot of pre-season, I just expected a lot more from them. I expected them to be a lot better today because actually, yes, they've got a new manager, but the players that were still there and the ones that started today were ones that you would have expected to have kind of been better in the system. So, like, I wasn't impressed by Semenyo and Doku today. Foden, I thought, was...
Semenyo was okay, wasn't he?
They were just... Okay. But that's the point, Lee, is that they were all just kind of okay. And the problem with City is that you have to spend a lot of money on Man City players. You've got to pay 8.5 million for Semenyo. I didn't see 8.5 million worth of value from him, particularly when you're looking at the other side and going, well, there's a 6.5 million midfielder there that's a lot better. I didn't see...
Seen it from Semenyo throughout the rest of pre-season, though. He is taking the shots on. He is integral to the player.
Yes,
I'm not as down on him as perhaps
others are. But during pre-season when he was taking the shots on, Haaland wasn't there. Today, Haaland's back in the number 9 and suddenly he's not taking shots on. Like, I feel like we learn just as much about how much I'm unsure about Man City. Before, I was quite certain I was going to start with 3 Man City players. Today's performance, okay, it was against a really good Arsenal team. And they're not going to face a really good Arsenal team every week. They're going to come up against easier opposition throughout some of the games that they have early on in the Premier League. But there wasn't, like, with Arsenal, there was 4 or 5 players that I'd have picked out and gone, I could comfortably start the season with you. If you said to me right now, you have to start the season with a Man City player, on today's performances, I would struggle to pick one that I would be like, yeah, you would be the one. I mean, Erling Haaland, obviously, because of historic stuff. But today I wasn't...
Okay, let's have that conversation. Erling Haaland, obviously.
Well, yeah, but if you were listening, what I was just saying, Erling Haaland, obviously, because historically, that's where you go. But today, he was out of the game. He was ineffective. He wasn't... They weren't, and whether that's because he hasn't been around for preseason, these were his first preseason minutes, he was only back in training on Thursday. But the players that are playing behind him, the Semenyos, the Fodens, the Dokus, they know what balls he needs. The same with Nico O'Reilly, they know what balls Haaland needs. They know how to play with him. It shouldn't be difficult for them to slot back in. But it felt sluggish and it felt off today from Man City.
Yeah. All right. Listen, guys, we're getting spammers in the chat every 2 minutes, which is part of the reason I'm not listening to you because I'm too busy moderating the chat. So, George, if you're okay with it, mate, I'm going to make you a mod. Whenever you see these messages, can you just put these knobheads in timeout or whatever, please? Because it's really distracting and I'm not paying attention to actually doing the live stream. Here we go. Don't abuse your power, George.
If Tom's still in, give it to him as well.
Oh, just Tom's already in. Yeah, Tom's already in. There we go, George. Thank you for your help. Right, I can listen to you now and concentrate. So that was Arsenal. That was Manchester City. I do just want to touch on the Haaland thing, right? Because the whole one of the biggest points in this video and one of the key talking points between now and game week one kickoff next Friday is going to be, what are you doing about Erling Haaland? We'll talk about our drafts in just a second. You've just gone Erling Haaland, obviously, because of historics. I've spent the last week or so with no Haaland in my team, and I have to say I really quite like it. You're going to stick with him on the back of this?
Yeah, because I mean, I do think, this was his first game back. Most people, we've had a whole preseason to judge them on, right? And we're making decisions based on what we've seen over the last month or so. With Haaland, we haven't had that luxury. He's been back in training for what, one day, maybe two, and then played in the Community Shield final down in Wales, which in itself is a bit odd that it was down in Wales.
So I spent a gig going on at Wembley.
I think the weekend were playing at Wembley.
The weekend were on, were they? Okay. I think so. They take preference.
yeah, you would have thought they might have booked it in advance. The FA might have knew their own stadium.
You'd think so, yeah.
But maybe the weekend paid a lot of money for it. I don't know. I look at it and I think, it's Manchester City. They will be, whether we like it or not, whether they look good right now or not, they will be contending for the Premier League title. So,
yep.
I do want to invest in them. I do want to have some players from their team. I had three this morning when I woke up. And over the course of the day, watching that game, I've gone, oh, I don't like this defence very much at the minute. And then I've gone, oh, well, there's not much attacking threat going on here. And I'm left with just one. And that the one is Erling Haaland, because it doesn't take much for Haaland to score a goal. One chance, he'll put it away.
No. And I must admit, a lot of my no Haaland over the last week and a half has been because of the upgrades I can do to a number of players. Because obviously the draft you can have with no Haaland is great, right?
Yeah, it's lovely. Great.
But one of the upgrades, or two of the upgrades that I was looking at, were my Manchester City players. So the no Haaland thing, amongst other things, enables you to do Vardy, Alto, O'Reilly, and it enables you to do Foden to Semenyo. And if we cast our minds back to a few days ago before we watched this Community Shield, Semenyo was ripping it up in pre-season. O'Reilly was looking really good and looking a better option, in my opinion, than Vardiol. So part of the, you know, if you go back to Haaland, and by the way, you know, having Haaland as your third striker means you can't then have an Isak or a Thiago, assuming that you're going to go João Pedro and Calvert-Lewin, which I think a lot of people are looking at. But okay, you've got Haaland, you're covering that 70% EO and hat-trick possibility on any given game week. Then I can't then have Semenyo and I can't have O'Reilly. And a few days ago, I really wanted them. But on the back of today, I'm not sure I really want them as much as I did a few days ago. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
So I'm kind of like, well, okay, well, if I don't want them to as much, it's not quite so much of a compromise having Haaland in my team.
I said to you on not the last Ohana we did, the one before, when you were going through the no Haaland draft, that I felt like you were spending money because you had it, not because it actually made your team better. Because I didn't see that Semenyo was worth that much more than Phil Foden. And I didn't see that O'Reilly was worth that much more than Gvardiol. And I didn't see the value in having spending the money on Isak over Verts. And like I was just like, I think that there are other players from other teams, the same with Solis and Saka. But I think when you don't have Haaland, you naturally go, well, I've got loads of money now, so let's just upgrade everywhere.
Yeah.
But actually what we've seen this weekend...
There's value, isn't
is
there?
Is that there's so much there value yeah, this yeah, season. Is. Not just in those big clubs, but you look at Brentford, and we talked about Brentford yesterday in Ohana, so go and listen to that. We're not going to go into it in detail again. But you look at the Sharders and the Sangaris and the Coyotes and even Thiago, you know, all right, he's expensive, more expensive this year, but there are value picks that you can go to that you don't have to reach the Thiagos because you've got these other players in their team.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's see how the Community Shield has changed our thinking with our drafts in just a second. Before we do, couple of minutes on Spurs then, because it was great. To be fair, I loved going to football yesterday. I've not been to the football, full stop, for a while. Not been to a Premier League game for about...
2 years, pretty much.
Yeah, nearly 2 years. A long, long time.
You took Max to watch Spurs beat Brentford.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Whereas you go quite a bit. You take Max, you take the kids. But for the four of us to go, was great. We're sitting in the East Stand. We're about 14 rows up. which is a very different experience to sitting halfway up the north stand where your season ticket, where your mum's season ticket, the south, sorry, yeah. Because you're much closer to the pitch. So for the kids, it was quite a nice experience, wasn't it? And they got to see some of the players a bit more close up. Very quickly, because obviously we did a much more in-depth analysis of this on the Ohana podcast, if you want to go check it out. Just general thoughts, Spurs, look pretty good.
Yeah,
system was there, wasn't it?
System was there. It was really positive. Obviously, held back a few players that played today in the second of the preseason friendlies against Hoffenheim. So we saw Madison and Bentancur, Mateus Fernandez, Ben Davis, those kind of guys today. Interesting points to note, I think, that we kind of touched on in Ohana yesterday, and we said we'll have to see what today's lineup looked like. No Van de Ven, no Udogi, no Solanke across either of these two squads. Yeah. Suggests that there's injuries to all three of them. And I did say, it was funny because I went in the scout chat the other day and I said, guys, I think Van de Ven might be injured because I've just been through all the training photos since he's been back and I've not seen him in training kit.
Yeah.
Plus, if you watch the Porro welcome home video carefully, Van de Ven's the only one not wearing training kit. Everyone else is in training kit. Okay. He's in his civvies. And I was like, I think he's just, there's obviously something that's not major because they've not come out and talked about it, but there's obviously something there. Udogi, we had a bit of a rumour that there might be something wrong with him, and similar with Solanke. Mm. So it does mean, I think, that you've probably got Robbo pretty locked on the left. You've almost certainly therefore got...
Think he's a good pick now, 4-5, Robbo?
I do now, because if we're missing both Van de Ven and Udogi, they're the only other two that can really play at left back. So that does make Robbo pretty locked.
I have to say, I was impressed with him. And we got to remember... Of course I am. Yeah, I know I'm biased. And I've noticed I'm wearing a shirt from the Robbo era of Liverpool this evening.
And do you know what he got really upset about? What? Really upset that we were calling him Robbo.
Yeah, Spurs, you can't call him Robbo yet.
He is Robbo.
He's only been there 5 minutes. You should still be calling him Andrew.
Did you notice that he did a little post and it said, I'm really excited to be here and I'm really excited to get going properly. I was like, yes, you are.
Bet he did.
Yes, you are.
You Spurs fans, you're going to love having Robbo. Honestly, he is such a great character and he's a bloody good left back. And we shouldn't forget that in FPL, cast your mind back two or three seasons, he and Trent were the most expensive defenders in FPL. He was 7.75 for a while in FPL.
Yeah, he was.
And look, just because we've had a couple of years of crap on a slot where no one actually did any running and we decided we were going to play...
And they didn't play him.
And he didn't play him because we bought Kirkes in and all the rest of it. Doesn't make him a bad left back. And yesterday in that game, okay, small sample size, one game, it's a friendly against a pretty average opposition. I understand all that. But every opportunity he got, he either crossed the ball in and he found Richarlison, didn't he, for the first goal, got the assist.
He did, yeah.
Or he's underlapping with Matthijs Tel, because Tel played left wing.
He did.
And there is still some work to do between the relationship between the two of them. That's fine. It's first game. Of course there is. But for every opportunity he had, he underlapped. And then Conor Gallagher would go over and sort of cover. Mm-hmm. And that gave me sort of like, it was giving me, you know, vibes from a few years ago when either
2018 vibes.
Probably a bit later than that, maybe 2019-20. But like, Robbo, Trent on the overlap and like Henderson would cover for whoever went, right? And Gallagher obviously had the mandate to cover. Now, in my mind, that's De Zerbi's system. That's not just the players think, that's not just Gallagher going, oh God, Robbo's gone, I better cover. Robbo was underlapping because that's what he was told to do and Gallagher was coming over systematically every time, like clockwork, because that was part of the plan. So if we've got an attacking Spurs player that's frankly got the history that he has with us in FPL, Robbo, it's not as if this is an unknown character. Has he got the legs anymore? I don't know, but Spurs are only playing 38 league games this season. So he's not having to play Europe. Is he going to underlap a lot? Will he have a better relationship with whichever left winger you have, be it him or if you buy Gakpo or anybody else over time? Yes. Will he cross and have players like Solanke and Richarlison who are decent heads of a ball, decent aerially to get on the end of it? Yes. I am super interested in Robbo at 4-5. The only player that might not make me go Robbo is one Kinski, because I'm unsure about the Spurs defensive double up and I'm not having Kinski. I think he's an obvious pick. The other player is Van Hek.
Oh.
Because Van Hek at 5 million,
he's gloriously
looked very, very assured in that back line. You've since told me that he and De Zerbi are like BFFs and De Zerbi was just like, you are definitely coming to the club, come what may, I'm getting you in.
He's a son to me, he said.
He rocked up with 12 DEFCONs in a game where, frankly, you didn't do a lot of defending.
He's a beast.
I don't know if I'd say a beast, but yeah, let's just say he looked really... It's Hoffenheim, Sam. You can't say he's a beast. What you can say is he played very, very well and got 12 DEFCONs in a game where he didn't have to do a lot of defensive actions.
Yeah, that's true.
That's good.
And was very attacking as well.
Yeah. Oh, there's a moth.
It's all right. It stopped. It didn't freak me out. It wasn't a daddy long legs.
Okay. It's just a little moth.
It's just a little moth. He's okay.
Got a moth in.
No, you've made it come in my face now. Why did you do that? It was quite happily just resting. Yeah, look, I was impressed by Spurs yesterday. We've probably talked about Spurs enough. You can go and listen to the Ohana podcast, but I was impressed by us yesterday.
Good.
I think we
Tonali, though. Can we just have a word for Tonali?
What do you want to say?
I don't know if you want to pick him in FPL, because I think he's going to be your six, isn't he?
But he makes such a difference.
Actually, the first time I've ever watched Tonali. You know, like you watch Match of the Day, you watch the games on TV, don't you? But until you go and see a player and watch the game at the ground, it's the first time I've ever watched Tonali in an actual game. He just...
It was some proper football IQ, wasn't
there? He just
there?
Floats around the pitch. Like, I don't know if he even broke sweat at the weekend. Just
his hair
like,
didn't move.
Just like dictating everything, commanding the ball. I was just like, that is a £100 million player right there.
Yeah.
I just thought he was great.
Yeah, he was great. In fact, given that we started, like, Kinski played with a back four in front of him that he's never had in front of him before. He had Archie Gray at right back. What was he doing there? But fine. That's because Pedro Porro wasn't available. He had Robbo, Senesi and Van Heck in front of him. Players that he's not had that for ever in front of him.
Yeah.
And they were brilliant together.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
were, they, all right, it was Hoffenheim, but they managed the game really, really successfully at the back. And Kinski would have got a clean sheet and some save points and it would have been lovely. So yeah, I was impressed by Spurs.
Yeah, very good. You still need a striker, in my opinion. I'm not sure Richie's the one.
Well, we're going to spend some money, aren't we?
Well, you've already spent quite a bit of money on that midfield, but it is looking a lot better than it did.
They backed him.
Let's have a look at our teams then and how the last couple of days have affected our drafts. Like I say, so this is my team. I've got to find the right slide. Do you want to do the Footium thing first or do my team and then Footium?
We can do Footium.
Should we do Footium first?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay, sorry, I was build up my team there.
Go
on then. Give the guys at Footium a bit of a shout out. Tell us what that is all about.
So you might remember that back in the international break in March, April time, when we had that long international break into an FA Cup weekend, that we did a little plug for Footium at that point. And most of the slackers, to be fair, a lot of you gave it a go, you give it a play, and we did really enjoy it. Now, season 22...
It's been around that long.
Yeah, is about to start.
Right.
It actually kicks off on the 18th of August, which is Tuesday.
Okay.
So you can go into the game now, pick your team. Now, for those of you that don't know what Footium is, I think, kind of Champ Manager, that sort of game. It's a browser-based game, so best to play it in a web
Chrome
browser.
Chrome or Safari or something, yeah.
Yeah, name, pick your favourite. You will own and manage your own football club. And as part of that, you will build a squad, you will improve your club's facilities, you'll set tactics for your team, you'll be able to build your stadium. You basically earn money every time you win a game, a bit like happens in real life. And you'll compete against other real managers. So there'll be an FPL Family League that you can enter. That will, if you follow the link that's in the description, I think that will automatically put you into the FPL Family League. So follow that league, sign up. It is completely free to play Footium as a caretaker manager for 2 seasons. You do not have to spend any money on it. You can play it absolutely for free. You will get your own club. You won't take on board an existing club. So you won't own Spurs or Liverpool. You will get given your own brand new club that's yours. And you will be the caretaker manager
Harry
of them. You get, they already named when you get them. Choose which one you want. You have matches every day. So they happen once every day at the same time. You can put your players through training. You can do all sorts of fun things with them. And there are real rewards that you can win if you do well. If you win the league, if you win our league, there's prizes up for grabs. So give it a go. If you didn't already, if those of you that have already played with us, feel free to play with us again. For those of you that haven't played before, it's a nice, fun thing to do. And the seasons come around fairly regularly, but we're going into season 22, so it's a great opportunity to start it now and give it a whirl.
Nice. All right. Links in the description below, as usual, for all of the FPL Family stuff you want. If it's, I don't know, X or Instagram or Patreon or whatever, the Footium links are in the description as well. So yeah, go check it out. It was great fun last time.
It was great fun. Really enjoyed it last time. Yeah.
So
I've done a couple of seasons and it is really good. Like, I do really enjoy it.
Give it a go. All right, Sam, let's talk about our teams then. Let's go to mine first. This is how I'm currently shaping up. And like I say, haven't changed this loads
in the
last week or so. What has happened to the chat? I think I did that last time. Hold on, I'll go back to... If I go back into...
Because we do want to see what the guys think about your team.
Yeah, I think we do. Where was the footy in one? It was that, wasn't it? So if I go here, I go copy.
Oh, hello. It's live in play, guys.
Oh, Sam, it'd be fine. Do not worry. This is professional.
Oh, look at that.
I bet you I've done the same for yours when we do your team.
Well, we'll find out. But you've got it on paste now anyway.
When your team comes up, just say paste. So this is my team.
Talk through it for the podcasters, please.
So yes, absolutely. So the podcasters, I've got Verbruggen and Kinski, which is starting to look very, very template, isn't it? But it's starting to look like...
I was impressed by Kinski.
It's... Yeah, and look, it's like...
Verbruggen kept a clean sheet as well, didn't he, this weekend?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. So the rotation looks pretty good for the first 5 weeks. It looks pretty locked. I don't think I'm going to change that much. At the back, I've got O'Reilly, I've got Calafiori, and I've got Maguire, who I have changed from Luke Shaw. I did have Luke Shaw in there when I did the Ohana a few days ago.
I've
now got that to Maguire. And I did that 1 minute into the AC Milan game because I was just like, you know, they've got to replace the Casemiro headed goal somehow. The next best target at Manchester United for headers from Bruno's set pieces, which are pretty good, by the way, because Bruno's pretty good at them, is Maguire. Yeah. And lo and behold, a minute into that Milan game, he scores. I'm like, okay, he's worth the extra 0.5. Will that stay the same? Depends on what I change elsewhere in the team. But right now, I'll go for Harry Maguire. I've got Mbeumo and Fernandes in midfield. So double up in Manchester. I've got treble Man United, which feels okay given their first two. Actually, I was going to say uncomfortable. As a Liverpool fan, yes. As an FPL manager, with those first two, I feel okay with it. Mbeumo and Fernandes, even though Mbeumo didn't start this weekend, came off the bench. But I still feel like he's done enough in pre-season to have that number nine spot. Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think he's played a lot of minutes in pre-season.
I think the weekend...
Got to give Cunha some.
I think the weekend was Carrick saying, I've seen enough. It's okay.
Did you say how to give Cunha some minutes?
It works. I'll try something else in this friendly where I'm trying stuff out. Why would I try out Mbeumo in the nine again? I've tried it. It works. I know this. I need to understand more about other players. So I'm totally okay with still with Mbeumo and with Fernandes. Then I've got Szoboszlai, I've got Semenyo, and I've got Solis in midfield. I take some comfort in the fact that I've had Solis for a couple of weeks, not like everyone else that's had him for a couple of hours. And then
claim credit for this.
I don't say I claim credit, but
I do feel like you're, you know, suggesting that everyone's just copied you.
No, I'm not saying they've copied me. What I'm saying is I'm upset because I thought I had a really nice differential there and now he's going to be owned by literally everybody.
Nah.
And then up front, I've got currently João Pedro, Calvert-Lewin, as per the template, and currently Thiago, could be Isak. Could be anyone, frankly, because this team also has 1.5 million in the bank. My bench is Kinski, Calvert-Lewin, Robertson and Trey Hume. What do you think? I mean, this is what you can do without Haaland, right? You can have your Semenyos and O'Reillys. And I think a couple of days ago, before, like I said, I keep harping on about it, but before the Community Shield today, Semenyo looked great. O'Reilly looked pretty good. And I'm like, I definitely want these two guys. But now I'm not so sure. Now I'm thinking, could I downgrade them and actually do Thiago to Haaland and stop myself with that, you know, stop. You know, I don't then have to have the Haaland pain, which is inevitably going to come, right? Particularly as Isak didn't score again today. Like, I was looking for something. I got to watch the highlights of that game, obviously. But we didn't see another... We didn't get Isak goal again today. I was like, if he'd braced, then it makes my no Haaland narrative that little bit stronger. But I'm starting to... Weirdly, on the back of a game where he's only had seven touches and City have lost 3-0, I'm weirdly thinking, I don't want Semenyo quite so much. I don't want O'Reilly quite so much. You know, there are other sacrifices I would have to make. I'd probably have to make, and Mbeumo would have to go down to maybe a 5-5 or a 6, like a Sangare or a Gross or somebody.
Yeah.
But that would then mean I have Haaland instead of Thiago. It would then mean that I don't get suffer the pain. I don't know. I'm really on the fence with this. I thought the Community Shield was going to give me some answers.
It's really interesting.
And instead, I've
this.
Got more questions.
Because I actually feel like it gave me a lot of answers that game.
Right.
Like, so looking at the Liverpool...
Danny screams wildcard too.
I agree, Danny. Yes, Danny, I completely could not agree more with you. And I said this to you, didn't I, when you went through the No Haaland draft in the previous Ohana that we did.
Yeah.
I just feel like this has got absolute disaster written all over it.
All right.
And by game week three, you're absolutely going to play it before we head into that week because Man City have got Coventry. And I look at it and like, so, okay, today, Isak was your lowest rated player today, according to SofaScore.
Was he? Blimey, yeah. Okay.
Across the pitch, the lowest rated. Cody Gakpo was top, followed by Jacke and Frimpong. But Isak at 6.2, whereas the others were all in the sevens, apart from Rio, who was 6.7. Everyone else was in the sevens, eights or nines. So what does that tell me? It tells me that, well, I said I wasn't sure about Isak. I still don't see the value in him over Havertz or Szoboszlai. I really don't. I don't see the cost. At 9 million, you've got to pay 1.5 more for him than you would for Havertz, and two more than Szoboszlai. And I just don't see that being worth it in the early weeks. 3, 4, 5 game weeks in, it might be worth it. But right now, I don't see it. And I don't see the value in O'Reilly over Gvardiol right now. And to be honest, after today's performance, I don't see the value in a Man City defender heading into these
I could use that
weeks.
1.5 in the bank and have Gabriel there instead of O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Could do that. Double Arsenal defence.
But I think, you know, yes, by the time we get to game week three, Man City have got a great fixture and you're definitely going to want to cover that out. I don't know. I wouldn't... For me, going into game week three, Haaland would be the Man City player that I would want to have. I wouldn't be certain that it's Semenyo and O'Reilly because it could easily be Foden or Doku or somebody else in midfield. It could easily be a Gehi or a Gvardiol or Kushinov or a Diaz in defence. Mm. And that's where I really struggle with these two because I feel like you've picked them because you have the money and because they're the most expensive City players outside of Haaland rather than going, okay, well, why don't I save a million on O'Reilly? Why don't I save a million and a half on Semenyo? And then suddenly you've got, what's that, 4 million in the bank. You're getting closer to Haaland by every step you take just in those moments. So
it feels like having no Haaland is such a big risk. You go into it with your eyes wide open. You know it's a risk. And if your team is like materially better, then you're like, okay, that might be worth the risk. But here's a nice comment from Harry. I've got to go back a little bit. He says, the issue with no Haaland drafts is that I don't think they look any better than the Haaland drafts.
Harry, I completely agree.
And then they don't
agree.
Have Haaland.
I completely agree with you. So Az and I, over the last 3 weeks on Scout, have been rating teams. And every draft that we look at that doesn't have Bruno Fernandes or doesn't have Haaland, I don't look at the team and think, God, that's so much better.
It's so much better.
Because I just don't think it is. Yeah. I think it has players
it's better
in
around
it.
The edges, probably.
Possibly, but I also think it has players in it that you, because you've kind of gone, oh, well, I've got the money, so I'll spend it. They're reassuringly expensive.
Mm.
I'll get a Foden. Rather than getting Foden, I'll get Semenyo. Rather than getting Morgan Rogers, I'll get Cole Palmer. Rather than getting Solis, I'll get Saka. But actually, is that worth it? Like, in my eyes, it isn't. Like, I think, I just don't see it, especially when we've got a wealth of 5 million defenders. All right, they're not a Man City, but we've talked we've already talked about Harry Maguire. We've talked already about Van Heek. There's two for a start that I think are better picks to start the season with than Nico O'Reilly. And we're talking about a million and a half cheaper. So
the other thing is that like the template, if you want to call it that, is kind of made up of quite a lot of value. Like João Pedro is in like every team, and rightly so, because he had an amazing preseason.
He should be.
And he's 7-5. Dominic Calvert-Lewin is in every team, and he's 6.
Yep.
Szoboszlai, every team. Solis, after today, is going to be in a lot of teams. 6-5, right? Then you've got Maguire coming in.
Calafiori.
And you've got an Arsenal defender with Calafiori. Okay, you could argue you can have Gabriel there. You can have decent rotating keepers for a grand total of 9 million.
Yep.
You can then have Bruno Fernandes if you want.
Yep.
Before you know it, you've got most of your team sorted.
Yep.
And, like, you can get to Haaland and still cover most of the template, can't you, if you're going to play that way?
This is why, for me, I just don't see it. I just don't see the value in starting. I can see it with Gabriel. That's different.
Yeah.
I can see the value in going without Gabriel. But with both Bruno and with Haaland, I don't think you're significantly improving your team enough because there is so much great value in the cheaper picks this season that, in my eyes, you're just causing yourself, you're forcing your hand into an early wild card. Because say what you want about how good this team might be, and it might be good, but by the time you hit game week 3 and Haaland's got Coventry, you're going to want him in. And then you're going to be either forcing yourself to take a big hit to do it, or you're going to be playing a early wild card. And I do think that people have forgotten, and I keep saying it, and I know I sound like a broken record, but last season was different, because last season, people, we had those free transfers at Christmas for AFCON. So you knew that whatever happened, whenever you used that early wild card, you had a mini wild card that you could change half your team coming towards Christmas.
Mm.
And for most people, you had about three or four transfers anyway ahead of that. So you did that 1 week, and then you had your transfers filled back up to five.
Yeah, yeah.
And that meant you could delay your second wild card and you could go early with your first. But this season, we don't have that luxury. So if you play your wild card early, I genuinely think it's feasible that some people want to play it in two, heading into game week three, and then not play it again till like game week 30. Now, that might be fine, and you might find that you ride your luck and everything's great, but to not have a wild card available to use for like 20, upwards of 20 weeks.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
I just think that the early wild card feels so risky to me, particularly in a season where we've also got people coming back late from the World Cup. We're not exactly sure when they're going to start featuring or at least start playing well.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got all these brand spanking new managers in the game who could do anything.
What do you think of the kind of no Fernandes movement as well? So George is in the chat saying he doesn't think Fernandes is worth 12 million.
Yeah, but I think George just says that to wind Aaron up.
Well, listen, so one thing I'd say about that is George is not alone, right? I've seen plenty of drafts out there in the FPL community without Bruno Fernandes. For me, I think he's a tad overpriced at 12 as well, I have to say. But yeah, with the fixtures Manchester United have got, the first two are just ridiculous, aren't they? And then even then, I think game week threes, isn't it, like Everton? And then it's the Manchester derby. Okay, that's tricky, but maybe not based on what we saw today in Community Shield.
Mm.
And then they play Fulham, who I think are going to have are going to struggle this season under Arbeloa. So the first five look absolutely incredible for Bruno Fernandes and for Manchester United. I'm not saying... So because of his price tag, there will be points in this season, I think, where we don't have him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there will be, because of his price tag. But the first five game weeks, at least, is not going to be one of those times for me. I think you've got to have him, haven't you, for this start? And if it's wrong, then you wildcard him out if you feel like you want to in game week 6, 7, 8. But you've got to have him for these first two, surely.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't agree. I'm absolutely going to have Fernandes game week one. I'd much rather have a conversation about Haaland or no Haaland. Fernandes, for me, hasn't left a draft.
I think... Oh, no, he hasn't for me.
No.
And okay. I think, you know, when you look back at what happened over pre-season, yes, we've had two missed penalties. Yes, maybe there's some conversations that happen in the background. For me, Bruno's their captain. He'll still take penalties. Didn't take as many set pieces as well either. I think he didn't take as many corners in this one. So, yeah, all right. Maybe there's some slight changes in his route to points, maybe. But I still think he's on pens regardless of the two misses that he's had in the last two matches.
Mm.
I just think that in those opening 2 weeks with the two newly promoted sides, to start without Bruno, given the season that he had last year, feels madness.
Mm.
Now, yes, okay, this year's not going to be quite as straightforward because they will have to navigate Champions League football as well. Sure, but that doesn't start until September. We've got ages until that kicks in. So in that time when it's just one fixture a week, you've got two newly promoted clubs, and then, as you say, Fulham and Everton as part of the opening five. Decent run to start the season.
Yeah,
I think you have to have Bruno Fernandes. I equally think it's one of those, isn't it, where you have Bruno Fernandes to start the season, and then you can go anywhere from it. Whereas if you don't start the season with Bruno and you're trying to find him, that's difficult, George. So for me, I don't see teams that look significantly better because they don't have Bruno in them.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move to your team. And I've not seen your team for maybe a couple of weeks. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to almost like react to it because you've got Haaland, right?
Yeah.
He's in your team, right? So I want to look at this team and go, is my team materially better than your team?
Okay.
So let's have a look at your team. And it's got zero in the bank. I need to do the cut and paste.
So this is the only problem with my team at the minute is that it has zero in the bank. But we'll talk about that. So in goal, I've been streaming too much with Az. So for the first time this season, it's not Kinski and Rushworth. It's Kinski and Verbruggen, the two pink goalkeepers.
Gotcha.
The back five has actually changed quite significantly since my last draft. And most of that happened over the course of this weekend. So at the minute, Calafiori comes in. I just couldn't get over the performance today in comparison to the lack of defensive contributions that we saw across the rest with the attacking threat that he was everywhere. So mm-hmm. I've gone for him. Leif Davis has made his first appearance of pre-season. I know this is a trap. I don't know why I've let myself fall into it.
Leif Davis, you sure?
No, I'm not sure. I told you on Ohana the other night I was going to fall in this trap, and I knew I would. And I've got to talk myself out of it. I've got till Friday. I'll end up picking a defensive contribution defender of that, I'm absolutely sure. But right now, Leif Davis is there.
All right.
Then it's Harry Maguire. Now, I have been backwards and forwards over the last 2 days with the Harry Maguire versus Luke Shaw versus Roden and Maharamovic.
The Leeds lad.
Maharamovic.
We scored a bicycle kick, by the way, this weekend. Absolutely insane.
We weren't expecting that. We were expecting defensive contributions. I've been backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards because between the two of them, they're the same price, right? I've got to pay a bit more for Maguire and Maharamovic. And I've got to pay. And
say,
I pay
if
a bit
you say
less.
It quickly.
Just say it quickly, people
won't
notice.
It's a bit like the lad from, who is the Man United lad? Mkhitaryan. As long as you said it quickly.
It's okay.
It doesn't matter, does it? Maharovic.
Same with Shaw and Roden. In the end, I decided that Roden has more chance of defensive contributions than Luke Shaw. And therefore, I've gone with the Roden and Maguire combo. But I'm not sure.
Yes, I think Maguire's got more of a chance of defcons than Luke Shaw. But it's the goal threat, surely.
Are you listening?
No, I'm not. Go on, say it again.
I said, I think Roden's got more chance of defensive contributions than Shaw.
Oh, right, okay.
And so that's why I've gone for it with the cheaper one at Leeds and the more expensive one at Manchester United, because I think between Maguire and Maharamovic, it's fairly tight.
Sorry, I'm listening now.
Right, thank you. And then I've got Thomas, who's my cheap budget defender, who's just going to sit there.
Okay.
Midfield is very red and I don't like it.
Not a lot of Spurs in this team, Sam, people are saying.
There's not a lot of Spurs. I'll come back to that in a second. Let me just read it for the podcasters and we'll talk about why. So Bruno Fernandes doubled up with Mbeumo for the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Solis, because I like to annoy Lee.
Bandwagon.
Szoboszlai, because man's a goat. and then I just think he's great. And then he's cheap.
Nothing today.
Yeah, but don't worry about that. And then Sangari, who, more on him in a minute, because I thought he was really good yesterday. And then up top, it's the holy trinity that everyone's got, João Pedro, Haaland and Calvert-Lewin. Now, the no Spurs comments.
Mm.
I hear you, people. I don't like it myself. I have had Van Heck in most drafts. And up until about, when I did that, so when was that? About 3 or 4 hours ago. I didn't have Harry Maguire and I had Van Heck. But I don't love the Kinski Van Heck double up.
Mm.
It's the Spurs fan in me that doesn't like the idea of doubling up on a Spurs defence because I know what we can be like. So there was a moment earlier where I thought, well, do I just not have Kinski? Do I just not go there? Do I just have Van Heck? Because Van Heck is a beast when it comes to defensive contributions. I pick him up all the time.
Mm.
So am I better off to go there?
Louise B is saying get Van Heck over Maguire, and she's a United fan.
But that could happen. That I'm still not decided on. Right. I do think if I do that though, I probably will I err away from Kinski? I think it would tip me to not want to have Kinski, and I don't want that.
Right.
Now, I would really like a Spurs attacker, but I honestly could not tell you which one. And I was really hoping yesterday that I'd sit there and there'd be some sort of epiphany.
Yeah. Instead, it was Mikey Moore got a brace. You're not picking him because of Kudus.
Well, and also you're not picking Mikey Moore anyway, Lee, because I'm not convinced that we won't send him out on loan again.
Yeah, it's possible.
So I don't want to pick Matthias Tell because I think by the time game week 2 rolls in, game week 3, once the window's closed, we probably have another left-sided player anyway, so I don't want to pick him. On the other side, you're absolutely right. I'm expecting Kudus back imminently, so I'm not picking somebody there. I can't pick between Richarlison and Solanke because I don't really know what's wrong with Solanke, and Richarlison can't finish, so that's a problem. And then I look at the midfielders and I think, well, okay, yesterday's team didn't have Matheus Fernandes in it, for example. It didn't have James Maddison in it, for example. They played today. There's so much unknown. And I also think that the Spurs fixtures actually turn really nice from game week 7.
Yeah.
As a glorious run. And I'm planning to wildcard probably, hopefully, in 6 or maybe a little bit later. So the decision not to have a Spurs attacker is that I am going to sell either Bruno Fernandes or Mbeumo after the first two games of the season.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And so whichever one of those two I sell will likely be for a Spurs midfielder. Mm. Because by the time we're heading into those after the first 2 weeks, I'll have better understanding of which Spurs attacker it is that I want.
Interesting. Yeah, okay. I mean, so...
But do you think that team... Or do you think that your team...
The team I've put together is not materially better than this, no. The one thing I will say is if you're planning, as I am, an early bench boost, I think my 15 is better than your 15. Because you've got the Rodons and the Thomases and the Leif Davis and maybe the Sangare. I think my squad is better.
But there's not a lot.
But it's not... There's not a... There's a difference... There's a gap in between the risk that you're taking not having Haaland and the potential upside that my team has got over this. Because if I look at the midfield, Szoboszlai, Mbeumo, Bruno, Solis, I've got all four of them.
Mm-hmm.
I've also got Semenyo. Well, that's really nice. But if you've got Calvert-Lewin, João Pedro and, let's say, Isak as well, who are you not playing out of that lot? Whereas you can go, well, Sangare can sit on the bench and that's fine. And he might get threes and fives and that'll tick over.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the back... I've got what? O'Reilly. I've got O'Reilly, I think, haven't I? And I've got but you've got Maguire, Calafiori, the keepers. That's all the same. So you're saying you've got a, let's say, a 4.5 defender in Rodon versus my O'Reilly. That's kind of it. That's kind of it.
But this is what I mean. And I think, in some ways, it's why my job at Scout is great, because I've sat with your Lee. I've sat with Az. God, that was a Freudian slipping off, wasn't it?
Yeah, careful. People talk.
They talk anyway. By the way, there's a video if you want to watch it.
Of what?
Of all of us in Brighton on our YouTube channel.
Christ.
God.
Can't just say there's a video if you want to watch it.
There is a video. It's great.
You need to put context. Go back and have a look at the channel. There's a video of when we had a trip to Brighton with Az and Yelena. It was lovely. We had a lovely time. And there's a video on the channel. That's what you need to say.
Okay, well, all right. You've said it for me. Thank you, dear.
Sit with Az a lot and there's a video. No context. Right.
When Az and I do the Rate My Teams, we get through a lot of them. So I've had the privilege, I guess, of looking at a lot of people's drafts, and a lot of people's drafts without Haaland, and a lot of people's drafts without Bruno Fernandes. And every time I look at them and I think the same thing, is this materially better than what you can create with them? And I don't think the answer is yes.
All right. Well, listen, I thought that after today, I knew what I'd be doing. And frankly, I don't. I haven't got a clue.
Lee.
Still lots to do.
It's raining outside.
Is it raining?
Oh my God, it's raining.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal, by the way. That's the first rain we've had in, 2 months?
My washing's on the line.
We've got to do this. And Sam, not only have we got to do this, but it's now time to reveal Harry's team.
I have a horrible feeling that I didn't change the graphic on it with the captain thing. So it might have the wrong captain on it, but you'll see a video in a minute.
Well, let's be honest, it ain't that serious, so I won't worry too much about it.
Here we go.
For those of you that missed the start of the stream, this is not FPL Harry's team. This is FPL Harry Cat. Our cat is going to beat FPL Harry in FPL this season. And he's going to do it with this team. This is how he's going to start.
There he is.
There he is. There's our cat.
There's his cat-themed team.
This is the cat-themed team. See if you can... get in the comments and let us know which is your favourite AI-generated cat pun. This is such bad content, Sam.
Hey, stop it. By AI. These were generated by you and me. We did these.
Right. Talk us through some of these.
Okay,
this is Team Harry Cat. Straight up, first of all, there are two Premier League players
called Harry
whose names are Harry.
Yes.
Harry Wilson and Harry Maguire.
So they were essential.
Both in, right? You've got to have them no matter what.
Harry, where are you?
Talk us through some of these puns.
Some of them got a bit difficult.
Pretty awful.
So we've got...
Pedro Porro. You need to talk the people through this because there's a podcast going out about this.
We've got Catafuri, also known as Calafuri.
People understand what you've done with the pun. You haven't got to explain the pun.
Okay. We've got so the rest of his defense is made up of Destiny. You scared of the doggy?
Jesus Christ! So bad.
Oh, I can't remember. God. Oh, who's the other one? It's Gusto, isn't it?
Do you know what? Do you know what's
Meow Gusto.
Do you know what's ironic about this?
Yeah.
Two of the best FPL content creators out there,
yep.
Like over the last 2 years,
yep.
Andy from Let's Talk FPL and FPL Harry are both in the chat. These are the two, in my opinion, goats of FPL content.
Hi, guys.
Listening to our cat puns. We've made it. Actually made it. Actually made it.
So, yeah, so we've got them. Then we went into midfield. He's got Bruno Fernandes.
Of course he has.
Yeah. He's got Anton Scratch.
Anton Scratch from Leeds, yeah.
I can't remember who the others were.
Cole Palmer. He's in.
And who's the other one?
Enzo Lefay.
Because he's the captain of the Black Cats.
He's the captain of Sunderland.
It got really difficult at this point.
Yes,
it got really hard.
Yes, it got difficult.
So you have to forgive some of them. We've got Alexander Hissak.
He's up front, yeah.
He's up front alongside Miao Pedro.
Of course, that's actually low-key my favourite is Miao Pedro. This is actual content.
I can't remember.
This is actually
is.
Going out live on YouTube.
Oh, it's Ollie Wiskins. Ollie Wiskins.
Yeah.
Right, and then it got really difficult. The goalkeepers were a nightmare until I realised that Catch
Why
Chase.
Why is Trafford there?
Right, get to him. Catch Chase Birds. Has anyone got a bird theme named? Oh, yes, Robin Roofs does. Brilliant.
Catcher Robin Roofs.
Wow. And then James Trafford. So I sat for about. I can't tell you how long, a disproportionate amount of time, I thought, is there anybody that's like got a cat theme name?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
I love how this whole team has like cat puns and then it's just Trafford.
Yeah. So Trafford, then I thought, right.
So confused.
One of the Premier League sides must have a mascot who's a cat. They must do. So I then went down a rabbit hole of looking at the mascots of all 20. Yeah, I did.
Right.
All 20 Premier League sides until I discovered that the Leeds mascot is a snow leopard. That's the closest thing to a cat we could get. So I got the Leeds goalkeeper for him, okay. And there's James Trafford.
That's
so this
Trafford's
is Harry
there.
Cat's cat. Now, obviously every week Harry will be able to make his own transfers. We will show you how he's going to do that shortly because we made a video with him today.
Yeah, ignore the fact that Ollie Wiskins is the captain here, right?
I made a new graphic and I forgot to put it on. Because I made this graphic.
Oh, your mic's gone off, Sam. Plug it in.
It is in.
Is it? Well, that's not good, is it? That's not good. What's happened? Unplug it and plug it in again. Thanks, chat. Hold the line, callers. Got to get a new cable for this mic, haven't we? Got to happen. It's doing a little reset. Don't say anything yet. I'll tell you when the little bars come back on. Go on then, test it.
Hello.
I think you're back.
Okay.
I think you're back.
So... Harry is going to pick his own transfers every week and he'll also pick his own captain. Now, today, I made this graphic.
By the way, there is some great ones we've missed that are going on in the chat.
But that's great because we'll hold these.
Okay.
Hold them because every week we'll have to come up with some transfers he could make. So we'll put the...
There's some obvious ones as well that we've massively missed.
Right, who?
Declan Mice.
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
I actually looked for Mouse. I looked for Mouse and I was like, is there somebody that's got Mouse?
Yeah, Declan Mice, we've missed
that. Declan Mice, that's great. Right, well, he can be one of his potential transfers in next week.
Okay.
So, you are going to...
Petrovic? There's some obvious ones.
Okay.
Obvious.
Hold these. Send them to me in Instagram DMs, please. Because every week, Harry's going to pick a transfer to make to this team. So, we're going to need some others.
And here's how he's going to do it. Can I roll the VT?
So, there is going to now be a video of Harry selecting his captain for this week.
Here we go.
Enjoy.
So, Miao Pedro... Alexander Hissak or Bruno Fernandes.
These were his options.
He put little treats by the thingies. Here he comes. And he's going to pick... I've done the chat again. He's going to pick his captain. Here he is. How long is this video?
Now, right. Now, honestly, this went on for about 3 hours with us trying to get Harry to eat one treat. This is the cat that normally eats treats
I was gonna say,
for fun.
He normally goes for it, doesn't he?
It took forever. He went off. He came back. He went off. He came back. And eventually, it was going to say right. In a minute.
Several hours later,
he came back, and then he decided to eat Miao Pedro.
Miao Pedro is captain game week number one.
So Miao Pedro will be Harry Cat's captain for game week one.
There it is. Well, there we go, guys. That is get in the chat. Let us know if FPL Harry Cat can beat FPL Harry.
I'd like to know. Oh, we could have put that.
What?
That's a prediction, Lee.
Who's going to win, Harry Cat or Harry?
Yeah.
We'll get that done in the predictions.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Sam, I think it's time, isn't it?
I think
so. Should we move on from the cat-related stuff?
Oh, no.
Some of the puns in the chat, in the live chat, are absolutely unbelievable.
Please keep them in mind. Unbelievable. If you're in the Slack, please drop them in the... Where should we put them? Put them in the YouTube feedback one. because that would be, I'll know where to find them then. Or DM me on Instagram if you aren't.
Danielle Munoz, Meownoz. That's Meownoz. That's absolute beauty, isn't it? Oh, what, God.
Why were you not at dinner with us on our anniversary,
this is it.
You guys?
We needed, how many people we got in? Actually, quite a lot. There's 750 people in listening to Cat Puns instead of FPL. Why are you still here, people? All right, so that is the cat bullshit finished with.
But look
right.
How handsome he looks.
Every week we're going to track how Harry Cat gets on with his cat-related FPL team. And the idea is that FPL Harry Cat...
Harry, I'm sending you a league code shortly.
FPL Harry.
Does Andy, Let's Talk Andy, want to be in the league as well? I'll Harry can what, try and beat Andy as well.
If our cat can beat Let's Talk FPL, I don't think...
Feel free to message me, Andy, if you
want
to be in the league
as
well.
We go around ruining FPL content creators' reputations.
I don't think we will. We just make them look
Andy
better.
Harry and Andy have worked years and we'll years tirelessly to
I
be
that.
The best at the, in the business.
They're great, but they're not going to be losing to our cat. He's picking
but
his captain based
Sam,
on what treats
he eats. Pedro gets a hat-trick? Well, you ruined FPL Harry's whole life. His whole career's down the drain.
Wait, he's
a
Chelsea
to a
fan.
Cat.
He won't lose to the cat, though, will he? He's got Anton Scratch in his team.
Shut up. Rubbish. Right, let's move on to my favourite.
Give us the cards.
My favourite bit.
Oh, no.
My favourite bit of the live stream, and it will be again 38 game weeks now. AI slop alert. See if you can spot the AI slop in this somewhere in this live stream. I told you I wouldn't give you a heads up when it's coming. Right, here it is, the predictions.
Don't you like it?
I haven't got the chat in. There's
a
chat.
Do you know what the best thing about it was, Lee? I sent it instructions on what I wanted.
Right.
Do you know what it put me in?
Not a Spurs shirt, presumably. What did it put you in?
An Arsenal shirt. The first image it generated
Wow. Had
me in an Arsenal shirt, and I threw up.
Wow. It's not even our logo in the top left-hand corner. Look, it's just creating logos. I quite like it, though, to be fair.
It's
the
quite
logo.
Nice, isn't
maybe
it?
We should have that.
It's better than our faces.
Better logo than we normally have. Did it with AI slop.
It's our face, usually. It's quite better
Jesus.
Than us. Yeah.
Right, Azzy's in. Azzy, you're the only one that's done it right. Hashtag AI slop alert. Get it in the chat. It's absolutely there. Right, here is your card, Sam.
Okay,
old school
I'll write
fantasy
Sam
show
on
card.
It.
Would you like to write
I'll
the,
do the community
as
community
well?
Yeah,
as well?
I would love to.
I've got a table to write on. It's probably easier for me.
I've got a little
table. Okay, very good. Okay, very
I
good.
I always write them.
All right, let's do our predictions then for this season. So, this is where we want the chat to be going. It will go a bit crazy. I can't be arsed with polls. It takes too long to set up. So just get in the chat and tell us, first prediction, who do you think are going to be Premier League champions? Let's go with that. First and foremost, champions. So just write it down. Get in the chat. Let us know who is going to be...
I don't want to.
Champions. You don't want to say?
No.
Okay. Right, I've written it. Have you written yours?
Yeah.
Okay,
what have they
right.
said?
Danny's saying Hull. Love that, Danny.
That's
love
one vote
that,
for Hull.
Danny. One for Hull. Andy's saying Man United. Come on, guys. Come on, let's see. Let's be realistic. Arsenal. Chelsea, couple
is
of
that
shouts.
Harry?
Thanks for the super chat, Gene. This is more entertaining than a Sunday movie. It's not, mate. It's not. But thank you anyway. We appreciate it.
We're here for the fun.
Arsenal. There's one Liverpool in there. Evan just says Erling Haaland. He's obviously behind. He's behind in the video. Arsenal. West Ham.
West
Chelsea.
Ham? They got relegated.
I think, Sam, that the community, the FPL family community, think Arsenal are going to be champions.
Okay.
Please, can you write Arsenal? Okay,
I've written
guys.
Arsenal. Please don't vote Arsenal for the next... positions.
Well,
yes,
no,
because otherwise it's going to be too much.
Not necessarily.
You can't come second as well.
So we're now going to do top four. So if you could write in the chat, guys, three team names, please. Second, third and fourth in that order.
But not Arsenal,
please.
Exclude
Arsenal. Yeah, so if you think Arsenal are going to come second or third or fourth, either don't vote
else.
Or replace with somebody else. So get in the chat. Who do you think is going to be second, third and fourth in the league? We're going to write ours down as well. We need some like hold music, don't we? While we're like, right in our second, third, and fourth. I'm going to put this team, and then I'm going to put. Oh, I tell you what, it's tricky, isn't it? It's tricky.
I don't know what to put, really, Lee.
Okay, all right. That is my top four. Let's see what you guys are saying. City, United, Chelsea. City, Chelsea, United. Liverpool, City, United. We've got a few Liverpools in there. There's Man City, Liverpool, Manchester United. Chelsea, Man U, Man City. Who else we got? London Eagle, Man United, City, and Chelsea. That's coming through pretty strong, London Eagle. That's coming through pretty strong. Mr. T on the ball, just do a poll. I'm not doing it, mate. Not doing it. Takes too long. Frenchie, Chelsea, City, and Liverpool. Azzy, Chelsea, Man United, Manchester City.
Remember, we can put a slash if we need to put a slash.
Yeah, I don't... Listen, Man City and Chelsea are coming through pretty strong. They're coming through pretty strong. They've got to be...
In which order?
Second and third. I'm going to say City second, Chelsea third.
Okay.
From what I can see. And then I think fourth is either going to be Man United or Liverpool. Do you want to do a slash?
I'll do a slash.
Do you want to do a slash? Man United slash...
We're having a slash.
We're having a slash. Okay.
Said Smithy and Gavin and Stacey.
Absolutely. All right. Okay. So there is a slash there. All right. So that is the top four. Let's now go, Sam, for the bottom three. Who do you guys think are going to be the bottom three? And again, I'd like it in that order. 18th, 19th, and then 20th. So start with who you think is going to be 18th, then 19th, then 20th. Three names in the chat. Let's go. I'm going to put these guys. 18th, 19th, 20th. I'm going to put them in 20th. I'm going to put...
Shall I put Brentford again? It did wind George up, didn't it?
I don't think you can put Brentford I
do quite enjoy George's reaction when I put Brentford. It is quite fun.
You can't spend all day every day winding George up. Only just weekends, maybe. Not all day every
day. It is the weekend, Lee.
I know. Let's see what you guys are saying then. Ipswich, Coventry and Hull. There is quite a lot, I'm afraid.
What, three up, three down?
The teams coming up do feature quite heavily. Rory's in, says Newcastle, Fulham and Hull. Goodness me. We've got Gage Almighty saying Palace, Fulham and Hull. We've got Jonathan saying Fulham, Ipswich, Hull. Gene is in Fulham, Ipswich, Hull.
Fulham?
Fulham. There's a lot of Fulham in here, by the way.
Fulham?
Joseph is saying Ipswich, Hull and then Coventry. Coventry bomb, Joseph. Blimey, okay.
I've relegated a big team, by the way.
Great Del Mondo. Fulham, Ipswich, Hull. Fulham, Ipswich, Hull. I tell you what.
Fulham, Ipswich, Hull, it looks like.
I think it's Fulham, Ipswich, Hull.
Behind me.
Fulham to go down. Okay, well, guys, there's a few late shouts here for Newcastle. People what? Are saying Newcastle. Sorry, Nicole. Nicole, our resident patron supporter. Patron Newcastle supporter. JD Russell says Liverpool, Spurs and Hull. Get out. Right, ban that guy.
George, come on. Get rid of the spam.
Get rid of this guy. There's a lot of spam. All right, that's the bottom three. Let's move on to Golden Glove. Who is going to win this season's Golden Glove? This is the goalkeeper that makes the most clean sheet. That has the most clean sheets. I couldn't think of the right verb. Has the most clean sheets. So get into the chat, please.
I've written Glove instead of Golden Glove.
Excellent. Who's going to win the Glove and Glove, guys? Get into the chat. Let us know who's going to win the Glove and Glove. Let's go. We've got Raya, Kelleher. We've got...
Is that George?
It's not actually. Lemens is in. We've got Cells. There's a couple of Cells. Although, I'm having to pick out these names...
From the Rayas?
Through a sea of Rayas.
Yeah, all right, Rayas.
Basically. So I think, it's the people are saying, the people have spoken.
Have they spoken?
Great Del Mondo is saying Trafford, thanks to Harry the Cat.
Imagine.
There's a couple of Verbruggens in there, but there is a sea of Rayas in there. I think we have to go with Raya, don't we? We have to go with Raya. Let's move on to the Golden Boot then, Sam. Who is going to win this season's Golden Boot? This is the player. Doesn't necessarily have to be a striker in FPL. It can be any player that scores the most goals this season. Who's going to score the most goals this season? Golden Boot is going to go to who? Let's see. All right, Golden Boot. People are saying Haaland. People are saying Kai Havertz. Okay, Haaland. Isak. Couple of Isaks in there. Meow Pedro, people are saying. The cat's still good. Anyone still watching the cat, just hit the little live button. You'll be brought up to speed. Isak, Erling Haaland.
I think they voted for Joao Pedro as Golden...
For Golden Boot?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
They're just saying Meow Pedro because that was the best one.
A couple more Haalands. Haaland. There's a few Isaks in there. There's a couple of Thiagos. But there's a lot of Haalands. I think
that's very boring.
I think you just have to go with Haaland for the community. That is, there's a couple of, even Havertz is in there, but there's a lot of people going for Haaland.
All right, he's in.
We'll go with you guys. We'll go with Haaland. Playmaker Award. Let's talk about the playmaker. This is the player that gets the most assists.
That's correct.
In the Premier League. So who is going to be this season's playmaker? Get
basically
in the chat.
Who's this season's Bruno Fernandes?
Who is this season's Bruno Fernandes? Who's going to get the... What did he get last season? 22? Oh. 23 assists? Same man, wasn't
it? But it was more in FPL as well, wasn't it? Because he got the...
You count the FPL assists, of course,
FPL,
right?
Yeah,
you
count,
yeah, absolutely. But this is who is going to get the most assists in the Premier League. There's quite a lot of Solis in here on the back of just one game. People have seen enough. People think that this guy's going to get the most assists in the Premier League because of the back of one game. There's a few Odegaards, again, probably being a little bit of recency bias there, potentially. A few Declan Rices. There's a lot of Arsenal names flying around. Palmer's in here. Rodgers is in here. Who else we've got? Bruno, obviously, is in here quite a bit. Let's see. We've got to go back. Szoboszlai is in here a little bit. There's still quite a lot of Solises. There's quite a lot of Brunos as well.
Should I put them both?
We'll have a slash there.
Bruno and Solis.
We'll have a slash. We'll have Bruno and then we'll have Solis. And next to Solis, can you put two assist Community Shield? Because 38 weeks from now, we won't remember. Say he has a terrible season and we go, why the hell did the FPL family community say Solis for playmaker? And we'll be like, oh, because he got two assisted Community Shield. Remember that? So there we go. We'll do that.
I've written it.
He might go on to be absolutely unreal, right? But... let's do the top scoring FPL defender. The top scoring FPL goalkeeper, sorry. Defender, midfielder, forward, and overall. So I would like here, one, two, three, four. We'll do overall in a minute.
I think we have to do them separately. It's going to get so confusing otherwise, Lee.
It is, isn't it?
You just do goalkeepers
okay,
first.
This
who's going to
be
the
fast,
best scoring
guys.
Goalkeeper?
Let's do fast. So this is going to be FPL goalkeeper. Top point scoring goalkeeper. Who's he going to be? Let's go, chat. Let's go.
You've been watching too much Whatnot, you have.
Oh, God,
come
yeah.
on, chat.
I'm obsessed with Whatnot at the minute. It's sad. Raya. Yeah, Verbruggen's in there a couple of times. A couple of Kinskis.
Yes.
A couple of Kinskis. There's a Pickford. There's a random Pickford.
What's a random Pickford?
There's a random Alisson. There's a lot of Rayas. Raya is going to be top scoring FPL goalkeeper. Top scoring FPL defender. Guys, quick as you can, get in the chat. We're going to do this one nice and quick. Top scoring FPL defender this season. What are we saying? What are we saying? O'Reilly. Couple of O'Reillys. Gabriels. Virgil van Dijk. Nice to see. Nico Williams from Forest. Nice shout that. I like that. Very good. Gabriel. Vuskovic. Here we go. There's some nice names coming out here.
It has.
Quite a lot of Gabriels. No. Nico O'Reilly. Couple of those. We've got quite a lot of Gabriels. There is still a lot of Gabriels, despite it not being quite so Gabriel heavy as I thought it was going to be. Gabriel, Sam.
Okay.
It's going to be... Right. Let's get that one in. And then midfielders, guys. Who's going to be the top scoring FPL midfielder? Get in the chat. Let us know who you think. Let's go. Bruno Fernandes. Bruno. Mbeumo. Solis. Hinshelwood. I'm sure it's the same person saying Hinshelwood every time whenever we get to a Hinshelwood question. Bruno. Palmer. Okay. Vets. Interesting. All right. Interesting. Semenyo. Bruno. Vets. Madison. Blimey. Palmer. Bruno looks pretty good.
Okay.
Bruno looks pretty good.
You've got a pretty boring tonight.
Yeah, let's go with that. And then the top scoring FPL forward, guys. Who's going to be the top scoring FPL forward? Let's go. Let's go. Top scoring forward. Haaland. Ollie Wiskins, people are saying. Ollie Wiskins. João Pedro. A couple of Isaks in there as well. Excellent. Okay, excellent. Can't see past Haaland, Ashley's saying. Yeah, it's looking like Haaland. You guys have been a bit boring with your picks, but...
Raya, Gabriel, Bruno and Haaland, the ones from last season again then.
Listen, it's like, it's hard to go against that, isn't it? There are a few JPs in there. Listen, I'm not ruling out João Pedro. If you fancy João Pedro, get in the chat, let us know, because I'm tempted to do a slash on this one.
Oh.
I'm tempted to do a slash.
All right.
JP, Brobby.
Probably.
Couple of ESACs. We're having a slash.
Another slash?
We're having a slash.
All right, we've got a slash.
Okay. All right, let's go to... We're nearly there, guys. Let's go to one of my favourite ones. Who is going to be scoring the most FPL points this season? Let's just do a quick reminder of how it finished up last season. I won. How do we feel it's going to go this season? Is it going to be team... Are you going to be Team Lee or are you going to be Team Sam this year? Who is going to finish higher in overall rank this season? Can we, people are saying in the chat, Sam, can they also vote for the cat? If you want to vote for the cat, vote for the cat.
No, we're doing...
No,
cat. No, just Sam. Lee Sam versus Lee. We'll do a special one in a minute.
Oh, everyone's got their cat now.
Right, hang on. Oh, right, God. Sam and Lee, just Sam and Lee in this one. In a minute, you can vote on, do you think Harry is going to finish in the top 100K or not?
Oh, we didn't do overall. We're going to do overall in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do overall in a minute. But this one, Team Lee or Team Sam, who do you think is going to be on...
It's somewhat worrying that they've seen Harry's team and they still think he might beat us.
Yeah, exactly. Right, let's see. Lee, Sam. Lee, Sam. Sam will win this year.
We can't have a slash on this one.
Lee, Sam, Lee. God, it's really split, Sam.
You should have done a poll for this one because then it's
do you
a number.
Do a poll?
Because it's just it's just two choices, so it's just a number.
Right.
Just Sam and Lee. That's it.
What should we call it?
Sam versus Lee or Lee versus Sam?
Sam versus Lee. I'm going to put this one as Sam. I'm going to put this one as Lee.
And then we just there'll
start
be a percentage,
poll.
Won't there?
Let's do it.
And then we just got a percentage number.
Let's do it.
Vote in the poll, guys.
Right, there's a poll. Get in the poll. You forced me to do a poll. Can't believe it.
Yeah, but at least this way it's a firm number rather than you just counting.
Oh, no, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. Okay. Right, let's see how the poll's going. I'm going to give it... We've got 72 votes in. We've got 600 people in. We've lost 100 people since the cat. People like the cat.
People
concept.
Stayed for the cat.
87 votes. Once it gets to 120, guys, we'll take that, whatever that is. So keep voting. At the minute, Sam 59 to me 41.
Oh, it's quite close.
100 votes. 103 votes. Let's get to 110 and then we'll call it. Seven more votes. Nah, it's close enough. Seven more votes. We've only got 103 engaged people in. 105
Come
votes.
On.
Come on, guys. Get your Come votes on. In. Get in the poll. Come on, get in the poll. There we go. It's Team Sam.
Yes.
And if you want to write the stats down, Sam, it's Team Sam
by
59% to 41. There we go. 59% back in Team Sam. Can't believe it. Did you not watch last season?
Can't
right, let's go back.
Again.
Let's go back to
overall.
So, you guys are saying it is...
Raya, Gabriel, Bruno or Haaland slash JP.
Okay, out of those, who's the top scoring FPL point scorer overall? Who are we saying? And then you can just put a little star next to whoever it is that they say.
It's all right, I've got a line for overall, don't worry. I've got space.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good like that.
Do you want to do a poll for this one as well?
Might as well.
Don't know, do I?
Yeah, go on. Because there's only four. It's not that hard, is
okay,
it?
Okay, right.
Just put Raya, Gabriel, Bruno, Haaland. I suppose you'd better put Jao Pedro as well, actually.
Yeah.
Raya, Gabriel, Bruno, Haaland, Jao Pedro.
I can only do four.
All right.
I've done Bruno, Haaland, JP and Gabriel.
That's fine.
Not going to do Raya, are we?
No, wouldn't have thought so.
Top. Scorer. Start poll. There we go, guys. 100 votes and then we'll call it. Go. 100 votes and we'll call it. Let's see. Is that Haaland taking the early... He's the bookie's favourite here, 57%. JP second, though, by the way. JP over Bruno is interesting. JP over Bruno is interesting. Let's go with this guy. 95 votes. A few more, and then we'll call it. Done. Haaland, Sam. 51% of the vote.
Okay.
51% of the vote. And you can put Jao Pedro was second with 23% of the vote.
How many? 57%?
Something like that, yeah. Let's just say
JP.
It's that. Let's say it's that.
21%.
There we go. Is there anything else you want to predict?
Well, we can do Harry versus Harry Cat if you like.
Harry versus Harry Cat. Oh, God.
But I mean, I think rather than that, we should say, do we think Harry Cat can finish in the top?
Do we think our cat can finish in the top?
500k?
half a mil. Yeah.
Can Harry Cat...
Can a cat get in the top... I'm going to do a bloody poll again. Here we
yes
go.
Yes or no? Yes.
Start a poll. I'm just going to put Harry Cat top 500k. Yes or no?
Yep. Go.
Bang.
Can he do it?
Can Harry Cat get in a... This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. People have seen... You've seen the team. In fact, let's go back. Throw the team up. Here's Harry Cat's team. Here he is. Cole Palmer, as we've mentioned. Bruno Fernandes. Personal favourite of mine, Nolly Wiskins, is in. Remember, he's captaining Miao Pedro. Game week one.
Who they've all said they think might be the top...
You guys have all said it's going to be the second highest scorer in FPL. People are saying, Sam.
What are they saying?
They're saying, I'm going to end the poll. People are saying with a 69% landslide, yes, Harry Cat can
yes,
come in the top 500k.
69%, yes, he can.
Yes. So people are saying yes to Harry Cat. There we go.
Harry, you're famous.
You're in.
Don't know where he is. There we go. Probably asleep.
Right, guys, that is it. I mean, goodness me, an hour and 42 minutes we've been here talking utter guff and nonsense. Cards in the envelope.
Did you relegate someone big this year?
Did
you mind Georgia?
I'm not talking anything about my predictions. My predictions are between me and myself only. We're going to put them in an envelope. They're going to go in that cupboard over there. We will see them again.
When you say that, people don't know that that cupboard is over there.
There's a cupboard over there, people, and we will see them in 38 weeks, and we will figure out what the hell we thought was going to happen, right? What we thought was going to happen. That is it for tonight.
Next time we stream, we won't have ones under us.
No,
enjoy
this.
Unless one of us has a really good game week.
Yeah, enjoy this Green Arrow with an overall rank of one, joint first at the moment. I'm very happy with it. Happy with the season so far. I don't know whether today has been enlightening or not. From a Community Shield perspective, I thought I'd get answers. I didn't. If anything, I'm probably even more split. I think I was 70-30 not having Haaland until the Community Shield.
And what are you now?
Probably 50-50 again. Mm-hmm. 50-50. And that's not a Haaland thing. That's more of a Semenya and an O'Reilly thing. Because they are the ones that I am...
disappointed in.
I'm backing them in not having Haaland. I'm backing them to go and do the business for me. And if they're not going to do the business, then... why spend the money on them? I don't know. I'm even more split than I was before. One thing's for sure, got to fix it and got to get your teams locked in, obviously, by Friday. Right, Friday. And by the way, Friday is Fantasy Football Fest Day.
Oh my God, it's such a busy week this week.
It's a busy old week for us here at FPL Family this week. And it culminates in Fantasy Football Fest on Friday. So if you are going to Fantasy Football Fest on Friday, I know it's a two-dayer this year. It's Friday and Saturday. We unfortunately can't make it on the Saturday, but if you are going to be there on the Friday, we'll be there. And we would absolutely love to say hello to as many of you as possible. What usually happens when we go there is there's a little
FPL family table. There will. George and co. They've got an Airbnb.
Have they?
Right. It's a whole thing.
Right.
I feel like we've created...
a monster.
I was going to say something beautiful.
Oh, sorry.
In
the
people in our community have actually made proper real life friendships out of it. And now they've got an Airbnb together. I cannot fathom that this has happened because of our guff and waffle on a Sunday night.
Talking about cats in FPL.
But there we are. But there will be an FPL family table. Look for the guys. I will be there. Oh, do you remember last year I was drinking that? Maybe that's why it's such a poor season, because I kept drinking that toxic green drink
stuff. Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, don't
maybe
do that.
I won't do that again this
and as
year.
We always say, look, if you are coming to Fest and you are on your own, if you're travelling on your own, please drop us a DM. Send us an email if you want to do that, familyfpl@gmail.com. Reach out to Sam on Insta. I'm on X as well. Just find a way to contact us. And let us know if you're traveling on your own and you get there and you feel a little bit anxious about being on your own. That is totally okay. That is totally okay. I remember the first time I came to Fest and we were together. It's not as if we were alone. And that was anxious enough, frankly, on the first Fest. Those of you that have been to Fest before, you know that it's awesome. It's very, very friendly environment. But if you're going there for the first time on your own, let us know. We'll meet you at the door. We can bring you over to the FPL family table. A lot of the names that you can see in the live chat here tonight will be on the table.
We had
right?
that
so
last
you'll know
year,
them.
Didn't we?
Like, not know them, but they are so, honestly, it's so friendly.
Introduced somebody to the FPL family table last year
did.
And they stayed.
And they stayed. And it's just the way it is. It's how Fest is. It's great. It's really, really good fun. So if you are a bit anxious about coming on your own, please let us know. Don't sweat it, right? Don't sweat it. As the chat is saying, Duncan is saying, there will be snacks. There will be snacks.
Duncan's
no doubt about
back this
it.
Year as well. So
Duncan is back this year.
Yeah,
something
because last year
to.
Duncan didn't come, did he? Because he was on holiday. But this year Duncan's back. So now I've got Duncan and George together doing snacks, which I mean, to be honest, every year there's an excessive amount of snacks on the FPL family table. I wonder why that might be. Or it might be my fault, probably.
Could be. Yeah, could be.
But yeah, it would be lovely to see you all. We've got a lot going on this week. In the build-up to Fest. So, and as Lee said, we can't be there on the Saturday, which is a shame, but we will be there Friday. So give us a shout if you are coming and you're feeling a bit wobbly, or even just give us a shout and say, hi, I'm coming. It'll be nice to say hi, and then we'll look out for you on the day.
Absolutely. Meanwhile, anything else going on this week? I mean, there is.
Oh,
but
Lee.
Let's give us an abridged version because we are 1 hour 47 in.
So... I'm doing the Sky Sports News podcast on Wednesday morning.
Nice. Okay,
so
good.
You'll be able to find that on your favourite podcast platforms. On Thursday, I'll be back with Az for our final Q&A, obviously heading into the season. We'll be actually answering your questions this year rather than rating team, so make sure you're there for that.
Good.
We are up bright and early. Sky Sports Fantasy has a new home on a Friday morning this year.
Oh, yes.
Because of all the Friday deadlines this year, we're moving to a Friday. So
8:30, by the way.
Yes, so 8:30 on a Friday morning. Now, before you've got to go to work, so no excuses to miss it. If you've got Sky Sports News where you are, give us a watch on that. And obviously, I've missed out the FPL pod. The FPL pod will be back. Jules will be back with us on Thursday.
Ohana pod Thursday?
The gang will be back together. We'll have an Ohana out on Thursday. Oh my God, this week's going to be mental.
Can you tell it's the week too late to kick off?
There will also be a couple. I'm hoping that there will be a couple of short videos out on the channel this week. I'm planning to do one on Friday, seeing in the game week one deadline.
All right.
Because obviously we've got Sky and we've got Fest. So I'm hoping to do one then. I also have quite an exciting day on Tuesday that I can't really talk about now, but I'm hoping to do a video about it.
Okay.
And I'll pop it on the channel if I get one done. So yeah, look out for a couple of videos, hopefully on the channel this week ahead of our live stream.
Can we talk about the thing that's happening on Friday before Fest?
No.
No, okay. That look out for that, but I can't tell you about that. God. I'll get in trouble. Anything else? That's it.
I think that's
it. There's probably
things I've missed. And there's an awful lot going on this week. So just keep your eyes open for content galore left, right and centre. It's going to be a really hectic week.
Hectic week.
Probably the best one of the year, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of my favourite streams of the year. This week is one of my favourite weeks of the year. It culminates in Fest. We'll all watch Arsenal together, have a few beers. It will be really, really good fun.
Salute's going off.
Sam, this is probably the longest stream we've maybe ever done. 1 hour 49. To anyone that sat here for 2 hours and listened to cat puns and no Haaland drafts, thank you so much. It's been really, really good fun. We'll be back this time next Sunday, 9 p.m, in probably we'll try and get it down to about an hour and a quarter as we usually do, maybe an hour 20. But we'll have loads to discuss because game week one will be almost done, if not done and dusted.
No, Friday, there's a Monday night game.
There is a Monday night game? All right,
yeah,
well,
Chelsea and Fulham, isn't it?
We'll be nearly done. Like and subscribe, all that good stuff. And we will see you either at Fest or we will see you next Sunday, guys. Cheers. See you soon.
Bye, guys.